Hey everyone, it's Steve from ID Sports here. I'm just going to take a few minutes just to recap what has been a crazy week 15. I'm not going to be talking about much today. I'm just going to cover a few news and notes, as well as some fantasy performances from this past week. You're watching ID Sports. All right, let's hop right into the traffic report.
The I-80 Sports Traffic Report, where you can find all your news and notes from the week.
I've got to say, there is quite a bit to talk about here, especially COVID-related and injury-related. So just bear with me. So let's start off with COVID-19. The players that went on COVID-19 recently, Texans wide receiver Brandon Cooks, Chargers running back Austin Eckler, Chargers wide receiver Jalen Guyton, Chiefs kicker Harrison Butker, Chiefs wide receiver Tyreek Hill, Chiefs tight end Travis Kelce, Bills wide receiver Cole Beasley, Packers wide receiver Marquez Valdes-Scantling, Bucks wide receiver Rashad Perriman, and Lions quarterback Jared Goff. The only one that I know of that is unvaccinated is Bills wide receiver Cole Beasley. So per league rules, he is out a minimum of 10 days and has to have 2 negative tests. The next one being players injured. This one is also going to be, it's not as long of a list as I thought, but there are still plenty of relevant injuries here to talk about, especially since we are in the fantasy playoffs. And the first one, the most important to talk about is Buccaneers running back Leonard Fournette. Fournette is most likely going to be on injured reserve for the rest of the season. So if you are an owner of Ronald Jones or Fournette and you had Ronald Jones as your backup, well then Ronald Jones is there. Both Buccaneers wide receivers Chris Godwin and Mike Evans left the game. However, Mike Evans is classified as a hamstring injury. Mike Evans may return this week, but he is facing an uphill battle. But Buccaneers wide receiver Chris Godwin, he is out for the rest of the season. So that is a huge blow to the Buccaneers wide receiver core. Chris Godwin was the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. He was the 8th wide receiver on the season, with Mike Evans being wide receiver number 10. So, but Antonio Brown is coming back from suspension this week, so we'll see what happens. Elijah Mitchell has already been ruled out for Thursday Night Football. I'll talk about that in Thursday Night Football review. Daniel Jones, quarterback Daniel Jones for the Giants, he is out for the rest of the season with that neck injury, so it will be Mike Glennon the rest of the way. And Broncos quarterback Teddy Bridgewater has already been ruled out. He is in the league's concussion protocol. So Drew Lock will be getting the start. But I'll talk more about that on the DFS show later this week. All right, let's get into the high performance players of the week.
Your I-80 Sports high performance players of the week.
All right, I'm just going to keep it simple this week. I'm going to go through the top performers of the week, and then I'll just give you the rankings where they stand right now for this. So for week 15, your top quarterbacks: Ravens Tyler Huntley, he played a fantastic game against the Packers. Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes, he's getting back into the win column. He is, but you know, we'll see what happens with this Sunday against the Steelers, especially with Tyreek Hill and Travis Kelce, their status in question. And Eagles quarterback Jalen Hurts, You know, he really came through on a Tuesday night game, especially against a Washington team that was reeling against injuries. So just so we can update our top five players for a position, Josh Allen is still the number one quarterback on the season. Justin Herbert is the number two, Tom Brady number three, Patrick Mahomes number four, and Matthew Stafford is the fifth quarterback on the season. Let's talk about the running backs here. Running backs, Dolphins, Duke Johnson was the surprise number one running back on the week, 25.2 points in half PPR. Colts running back Jonathan Taylor, 23 points against the Patriots on that Thursday night game. And 49ers running back Jeff Wilson came through with a big game. Just to update the rankings there, Jonathan Taylor still sitting at number one. Austin Eckler is still number two. Joe Mixon moved up to number three. Leonard Fournette moved up to number four. And Najee Harris is still the fifth running back. He dropped from fourth to fifth. James Conner, Ezekiel Elliott, Cordarrelle Patterson, Derrick Henry still, Derrick Henry still is there and in the top 10, and Aaron Jones rounds out our top 10 running backs. Let's talk about the wide receivers. So here we had Cooper Kupp. Cooper Kupp is just unblockable here. He is the number one with another 30-point game. I'm looking at this right now. In his last three games in half PPR, he has scored 22.9, 24.8, and 30.2 points in these last 3 weeks. He is absolutely on fire. Tyreek Hill regained some steam after two dud weeks on 26.8. And then Texans wide receiver Brandon Cooks, he had 25.7 points. Just to update some of the standings here, Cooper Kupp is number one, and he is number one by a wide margin. Cooper Kupp has 309.10 points in half PPR this season. Tyreek Hill, Justin Jefferson, and Deebo Samuel, you're two, three, and four. Each of them are in the 230s, and Devonta Adams is our fifth wide receiver on the season with 220.8 points. So Cooper Kupp, I heard this on a couple of podcasts that Cooper Kupp should be in consideration for the MVP, and to be honest, I agree with that. Cooper Kupp has been the most valuable player for the Rams this season, and he deserves votes for MVP, but it's probably going to go to Aaron Rodgers or Tom Brady. All right, our next, now let's go to tight ends. Tight ends this week was not a barn burner, because you had the top three here. Travis Kelce, Chiefs Travis Kelce, Ravens Mark Andrews, and Patriots Hunter Henry. But the next closest scorer was Dallas Goedert at 17 points. Then Dalton Schultz at 16.7, and then the next closest after that was George Kittle with 12.3. So the top five performers at their position, the top five tight ends right now in fantasy are Mark Andrews, Travis Kelce, George Kittle, Dalton Schultz, and Dawson Knox, with Dallas Goedert, Kyle Pitts, Hunter Henry, Mike Gesicki, all still within the top 10. Man, it's really, and the thing is, Travis Kelce and Mark Andrews. Mark Andrews has 202.2 fantasy points on the season. Travis Kelce has 200 points exactly. The next closest is George Kittle at 146.9 points. That, just to show the inconsistency of the tight end position. It's just, it's just been a barn burner there. All right, let's end today's show. I'm just giving a short recap of the week, because we have the WWE to look forward to tonight. The last thing I'm going to do is I'm just going to give a Thursday night football preview.
the I-80 Sports Toll Booth, where you can find the best bets of the week.
All right, so our TNF preview is the Titans. Is the 49ers at the Titans? The Titans are right now 3.5 home underdogs. Over under set at 44. For the 49ers, there is a lot that I'm liking here. Even with Elijah Mitchell out, Jeff Wilson, he showed last week finally that, you know, he can carry a full workload. Jimmy Garoppolo, I'm still a buy with him because Debo Samuel, Brandon Ayuk, and George Kittle, they're all basically those three players boost Jimmy Garoppolo's value. And Debo Samuel, you know, he is still one of the top wide receivers on the season. But on the Titans side, it's a little different. AJ Brown is back. So if he's back and he's a full go, he's a full buy for me. Deonta Foreman is a buy, but it is a risky buy for me because there was an issue with his foot and ankle, so that's something to monitor. But Dontrell Hilliard, you know, he showed last week when he was getting a lot of the carries that he could carry the workload. So at 5,300, you know, keep an eye on the injury report for Deonta Foreman. If he's still dealing with, if they're saying that he's not going to get a full workload, go with Dontrell Hilliard. For the sells here, it's more of the risks. Ryan Tannehill, you know, he is what he is. Like it right now on the season in half PPR, which is what FanDuel uses, Ryan Tannehill is the quarterback number 14 on the season. He is averaging 14.51 points per game. And he's had some good games, but let me give you the numbers for his last three games. 8.92 against the Steelers. But then in week 14, 16.4. And then in week 12, before their bye, 8.12. So Ryan Tannehill is just so much of an up and down player. Now the 49ers defense is a much more susceptible defense to the pass. So it could be a value, but I don't want to risk it. And Julio Jones, he's just not been the player that we thought he would be. So he is a sell here because Nick Westbrook-Ikhine, he's also a sell here. It's just that it's a long name to type. So that's basically my thoughts on Thursday Night Football in terms of who you should pick for your DFS rosters. I'll just enlarge it for a second so you guys can take a look here just to see who I'm in and out on. All right, friends. Well, that is it. Again, this is just a short recap of the week. Please tune in later on tonight on I-80 Sports because I-80 Sports will be doing a WWE watch party. And that will be a lot of fun, my friends. So you don't want to miss that. It is at 8 o'clock tonight. So in about 2 hours, check it out. All right, friends, I'm signing off. As always, you can find us at YouTube, at youtube.com/i80sports. You can check out our video and merch store at i80sports.com. You can also find me on Twitter at i80_sportssteve. And I'm just gonna head on out. This has been your week 15 recap from I-80 Sports.